This week, we've been talking about the loss of coal jobs in Western Slope towns and how communities are adjusting, including Hayden, Nucla, and Naderita. And just last week, we learned of another closure, one of Colorado's largest coal-fired plants in Craig. Tri-State Generation and Transmission Association said it will close Craig Station and the nearby Kalawayo mine by 2030. The power plant supports nearly 500 jobs in the area. A new state office has been created to help communities like Craig deal with the transition away from coal. It's called the Office of Just Transition, and it's in the Division of Employment. Here to talk more about the office is Joe Barella. He's Executive Director of the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment. Joe, welcome to Colorado Edition.
Thanks for having me.
Can you just tell us a little bit more about the mission of the Just Transition Office?
The task force that was designed that will support the office and guide the office is really looking at how Colorado can be responsive to not only the disruption that's happening with the coal industry, but how do we work with communities that are going to be impacted, not just the workers, because we're really concerned about the skill sets and the workers transitioning into other jobs in their communities or within the state of Colorado, but how communities survive the elimination of a tax base or a revenue generation from those power plants and coal mines in certain, specifically rural communities of Colorado.
What work will the office be doing on the ground in communities like Craig when plants close down?
We don't think there's a prescribed fix for each of the communities that will be impacted over the next several years. So we know that Craig has been grappling with this for several months, if not years now. And so what plans do they have in place for their economic diversification and development? What are the opportunities to keep workers in that area with the skills they have? Or do we need to start looking at funding resources for these workers to upskill or to basically change careers with new skill sets? And Craig's pretty fortunate. They have a thriving healthcare system there, a hospital, they have a community college, and they have some diversification in their economic picture. But we need to figure out what do they see as opportunities for them moving forward for the displacement of workers, but also the economic vitality of that community. And then what are the challenges that maybe as a region of local governments, state governments, and even national resources, if we can identify them, can go in to that community with some response plans that they've ideated on, not the state or the national government telling them what to do.
In at least one of the communities we've been to, we heard some pushback about retraining workers from scratch with new skills. How do you respond to people that have those types of concerns?
I think it's an individual situation. And you know, we know that in the western part of the state, probably central or southwest part of the state, Nucla, Naderita, with Tri-State, went through a coal power plant closure earlier this year. In September, they completely closed that power station. And so we know that that community got behind not only with foundation involvement, but the state, the Colorado Public Workforce System, as well as community leaders, really addressing how do we look at keeping workers in the community when we can with the skills they have. Maybe we retrain them. A good example there is I know we took someone that was a welder in the power plant, and not an exact match, but she was able to get on to the highway department with the county government with the skills she had as a welder. And so that's what we want to try to do, to see what are the skills that you have, what are the skills maybe that you're proficient at, are there jobs in your community or in region that you can transfer with maybe a very minor skills upgrade or none at all. But then if you are in an occupation that does require a thinking outside the box and looking at different occupations within other industries, how do we get in front of that? And since we know we have about 5 years when Craig 1 is going to shut down, can we get in front of that today where we're doing learning while they're still reporting and working at the power plant in Craig? And can we work with the union to make sure that that's happening and Tri-State to make sure that that's allowable while they're still working, so that when we come to the end of their employment with Tri-State, it's not starting at that point, that we're getting in front of that with the workers that are impacted.
Is the office up and running right now?
The task force is meeting since August. The office, we are in the process of searching for a director. We have one more of our initial national search going on right now, and if that's successful, we'll have a director in place and move forward. In the meantime, we have been working with Keystone Consulting Organization to help us with our scope of work. One of the main deliverables of the task force in the office this year is a draft report that's due to the governor July 7th with possible you know, what are the situations created by this disruption, and then what are some of the solutions that can help workers and communities get over this or survive this transition or disruption.
Joe Barella is Executive Director of the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment. Joe, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.